This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will head a high-level delegation to Turkey to press that country's president to halt his invasion of northeast Syria. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the vice president will be accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and the delegation will meet on Thursday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to press for a ceasefire. U.S. forces in Syria are being bracketed between Turkish and Syrian forces, and Trump is reiterating he wants the American military out of the way.
They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home.
The Turkish president, meanwhile, is saying he told Trump he will never agree to a ceasefire and threatened American sanctions will not change his mind. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is defying a House subpoena for documents related to his efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, a potential Trump rival in next year's presidential election. Giuliani was deeply involved in pressuring Ukraine to open a corruption probe into Democratic presidential candidate Biden and his son Hunter. The Trump-Ukraine scandal was set off when an intelligence whistleblower expressed concern to the inspector general about Trump's July telephone call with Ukraine's president seeking a favor to investigate the Bidens. House investigators also want to know if Trump would release $400 million in badly needed U.S. aid to Ukraine if Ukraine would cooperate in a Biden investigation. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. 12 U.S. Democratic presidential candidates squared off in a spirited debate Tuesday night, all looking to confront President Trump in the 2020 election. Former Vice President Joe Biden, one of Trump's top challengers, criticized President Trump's policy on Syria, citing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria.
I would not have withdrawn the troops, and I would not have drawn the additional 1,000 troops who are in Iraq, which are in retreat now, being fired on by Assad's people, and the President of the United States saying, if those ISIS folks escape from the prisons they're in, they'll only go to Europe and won't affect us. It has been the most shameful thing that any president has done in modern history.
The dozen challengers all support the four-week-old impeachment probe, although President Trump's removal through the impeachment process remains an unlikely outcome. In his opening statement, the former Vice President Biden, one of Trump's top challengers, declared Trump is the most corrupt in all of history, an assessment echoed across the debate stage. Facebook leader Mark Zuckerberg is defending meetings he reportedly had with conservative leaders after the hashtag Delete Facebook began trending on social media. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Politico reported this week that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg held private meetings with, among others, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. But there are also conservatives that have long accused Facebook of suppressing their political views. Zuckerberg says he meets with lots of people across the spectrum on lots of different issues and suggests others do the same. The social media giant has battled allegations since the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election that it's not doing enough to stop bogus accounts and political ads on its platform. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. basketball superstar LeBron James and his Los Angeles Laker teammates are back here in the U.S. following a strange week-long tour of China that had political overtures. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
While LeBron James and his teammates were on a plane to China, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, sent out a tweet. He supported pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
I believe he was either misinformed or not really educated on the situation.
James says Morey did not understand the potential consequences.
We all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen. When you're not thinking about others, you only think about yourself.
The Lakers spent their week in China in public silence.
So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say.
In Hong Kong, protesters burned and stomped on LeBron James jerseys during a rally. I'm Ed Donahue.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.